Good evening, and welcome to tonight's Love in Action podcast. I hope you're doing well. Well, we are obviously in a very crazy time, new territory for those of us here in Alabama, throughout the U.S., and throughout the world as the coronavirus has been spreading and a lot of chaos going on out there, and it's just as crazy. It's a crazy time right now. One thing I do encourage you not to do is watch too much news or read too much about this virus, because it will scare the mess out of you. Stay informed. Stay informed on what's going on in your community. It's important to stay informed on what's going on all around the world with the coronavirus situation, but don't let it consume you. Let the Word of God consume you and find your peace in His Word, and just look at this time as an opportunity for followers of Christ to share Jesus even more with people who don't know Him. And let's show that Jesus really does give us peace in the midst of storms. He gives us peace in our hearts, peace in our minds, and we're able to stay calm during crazy situations. So let's stay in the Word of God and just let His love, His Holy Spirit consume us so we can take care of others. And speaking of taking care of others, today we had a wonderful time with our homeless friends and those who live in poverty here in Dothan, Alabama. You know, it's just important to help our homeless friends. And I tell you what, I just love being around them. And today was even more refreshing because, you know, last night Martha and I went to a local grocery store and people were just in a frenzy and just buying everything off the shelves. We just went in there for some milk and yogurt, or normal weekly provisions. And man, I tell you, I'm glad that's all we wanted, because there wasn't much else there. And people are just in a panic and buying up everything. But our homeless friends, they're used to surviving day by day. It's a day-to-day existence. And we've been seeing many of them now trusting the Lord to provide for them day by day. And it's really something that everyone can learn from our homeless friends, is trust God. Trust that He's going to provide for our needs day by day. And our homeless friends and our friends who are just living in poverty here in Dothan, they can't go out. They can't afford to go out and buy everything off the shelves to make sure that they have enough, that their family has enough. They're just looking at day by day, and they have been. And so this is nothing new for them. What is new is, of course, the coronavirus. And we talked about that today and talked about keeping our hands clean and washing them well. And in the restrooms at Love in Action, we have signs that not only say wash your hands, but show how to wash your hands and use hand sanitizer if you can find any. But just use common sense and wisdom to try not to catch the coronavirus or to spread it. But the thing about the homeless population is our ministry isn't something we can just not do for a long period of time, because they're very vulnerable to not just the coronavirus, but to many things. And we need to be there showing the love of Christ first and foremost, and showing that we care, and then helping to meet needs as we help them to get back on their feet again. So the whole coronavirus can't stop that, and we don't need to let it stop us from continuing the ministry. The great thing about our friends is they were just fine with everything that's going on, and just very refreshing today talking with them and seeing what they were thinking about this whole situation. And we did the same yesterday when we were out on the streets taking food out to folks. And again, with the homeless, it's day by day, surviving day by day. So they are doing fine right now with the whole coronavirus thing going on. It's just something that's, it's not that it's not important to them, but again, they're wanting to survive daily just from the regular rigors of each day. And so you just throw the coronavirus situation in there, and it doesn't change a lot of what they do. The things about the homeless is they don't necessarily gather in large groups either. that 11 action, we may have a room full, but there's also a lot of coming and going there, especially in our coffee house. And we've always kept it sanitary, cleaning, paying more attention now to door handles and such as well because of the current situation of the coronavirus. But keep our homeless friends in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers as we continue to minister to them and continue to show forth the love of Christ. And a wonderful praise report today. There was a lady who rededicated her life to the Lord today, so praise God for that. And we just thank God for all that He's doing. We had some great times of prayer today as well, and just believing God for some healing and just helping in all kind of different situations out there. But the homeless, we'll continue to keep you updated. You can follow us on Facebook. We'll continue to keep you updated on what's going on and continue to post any needs that we have. And that's a concern right now as well, because things that we normally go out and purchase, or that people purchase and donate to us, can be in short supply right now, including paper products, toilet paper. Right now we're fine with that, but we always go through a lot of Lysol and disinfectant wipes, those sorts of things, which you cannot find on the shelves right now. So if anybody comes across any and you're able to help us out with that, that's a big blessing. Napkins, paper plates, to-go cartons, which right now are pretty easy to find, though those are daily needs for us, but also for snack bags that we give our homeless friends to make it between meals, things such as Beanie Weenies and Vienna sausages, crackers, Jif to-go peanut butter, things that are kind of flying off the shelf right now too. Please keep your eye out for us, and if you see any and you're able to help us out, please do. Stay safe out there, and just remember, stay calm. No need to panic. God has us. One thing, I know a guy, he's not a believer in Christ. He said a very profound statement. He said, you know, if you believe that you know you're going to heaven when you die, why are you so worried right now? And that's a great question. And really, we shouldn't be. We should be concerned, yes, but not panicking, not going nuts like everybody else. But we need to stay calm, and we can only do that as we stay in His Word, stay in prayer, and continue to pray for one another. And let's pray about this whole coronavirus situation. As a matter of fact, before we end this podcast, why don't we pray and invite you to join with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we know You are Lord of all. Whether there's a crisis going on in the world, right here in our own state, or not, You're still Lord of all. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ that, Lord, we'll just stay focused on You, not focused on the virus, not that we're not being not concerned about, not trying to help the situation, but Lord, we just need to be focused on You and let Your peace guard our hearts and guard our minds. And Father, I just pray that this will be the time that Your people, Your church, will rise to the occasion and show people that there's no worry, there's no need to be anxious. And when people ask why, we can tell them why. It's because of You, Jesus. You are everything. You're our hope, You're our peace, You're our Savior, Lord, King, You're our God. And You comfort us through Your Holy Spirit. You give us peace that guards our hearts and guards our minds. And we can live with that peace no matter what's going on in the world, no matter if it's total chaos. We can remain calm and we can continue to go forward in Your name, helping others. Lord, may we put others before ourselves. Because that's exactly what You do. And You showed us that as You walked here on earth. And I just pray, Lord, that we will seize this opportunity to shine Your light brightly in a chaotic world. So, Lord, we also want to pray for, Lord, just people all around the world, right here in Dothan, throughout Alabama, throughout the U.S., and throughout this world. Lord, there's people who are mourning deaths. And we pray for their comfort. We pray, Lord, for the situation to start to ease, Lord, and that a vaccine will be discovered and be available all over the world, Lord, to help people. Lord, we also pray for your divine healing, your divine touch, and that you would touch people right now who are not only suffering with the coronavirus, but any other disease. Lord, there's so many other things out there that are taking even more lives. So, Lord, we just pray for those who are sick, no matter what kind of sickness it is. And we pray for you to bring healing in their lives. Most of all, we pray that people will turn to you and look to you, Lord, for salvation, and therefore they'll have peace. So, Lord, we love you, and we just thank you for protecting us all. And we just pray, God, that you'll give our leaders, local, state, regional, national, and throughout this world, wisdom and knowledge, Lord, that they will do the right things. And Father, we just, again, we trust you. And Lord, we pray for our homeless friends that you'll continue to watch after them, Father God, and continue to bring more and more to you, and that more and more will come off the streets and be able to live in their own home with their own jobs. Lord, being able to be reconnected with their families where restoration can take place. Lord, just let them know they're loved, first of all by you and then by us. So, Father, again, we give you all praise, all honor, and all glory. And it's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me for this podcast. Stay safe, stay calm, and remember, Jesus is Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.